Okay, Kedushas Levi for Yom Kippur and for Sukkot. That's what we're going to try to do today. So we'll start with the piece on page Shin Ayin Dalet. It's the third Yom Kippur piece. I know it's in your section on Rosh Hashanah. It's in mine as well, but it's clearly a piece about the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim. And the piece begins with the words, Inyan HaPrisha LeKohen Gadol Kodem Yom Kippurim Shivas Yom. Page Shin Ayin Dalet. If you open up Maseches Yoma, which is the Masechta all about Yom Kippurim, so the very first Mishnah tells us that 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is quarantined. He separates from his wife, he separates from his home, and he's isolated in a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash called the Lishchas Parhedrin or Palhedrin. Sometimes it's called Parhedrin, sometimes it's called Palhedrin, but he's isolated into a particular room, away from his wife, away from his home, and he's going to prepare himself over the course of those 7 days. So the Berditchever says, why 7 days? Why Dafka 7 days? What's the Indian of 7 days? And what's he really doing spiritually during those 7 days? Okay, page Shin Ayin Dalet. So he says, Yisva'er al-Bechina Zu, we can explain in the following way, somewhat Kabbalistic, very deep idea. Kiyesh Sheva Midos. Okay, I don't know who's more familiar or less familiar with Sifrei Chassidus, so I'll just give a very brief hakdama. There's something called the 10 Sfiros. How many people here have heard of the 10 Sfiros? Okay, great. What are the 10 Sfiros? Not what are their names, but what are they? How would you describe it? Okay, I would describe them, and again, everything I'm going to say is wrong and not saying enough. And not exactly what it is, but I would say that the 10 Sfiros are 10 manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as He interacts with us in this world. And in all the worlds. The Sfiros are divided into two sections. What's referred to in the Svarim HaKadoshim as Mochin and Midos. Mochin means intellectual attributes, and Midos means emotional attributes. So the mochin, so to speak, the intellectual attributes of Hashem, are what we call keser, chachma, and bina. Or chachma, bina, and das, chabad. Okay, but we're not going to talk about the top three of the spheros. We're going to talk about the lower seven, which I told you are called midos, emotional attributes, kiviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are the lower seven? I'll say them slowly so you can write them down. What are the lower seven? And they correspond to the seven Ushbizin, and they correspond to the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, right? During Sfiras HaOmer in the Siddur, Chesed Sheba Chesed, Gvura Sheba Chesed, right? It goes through all the different degradations of the various Sfiras. But what are the seven? What are the seven Midos, emotional attributes, Kiviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what are their names? Okay, so the first one's called Chesed. Second one is called Gvura. Third one is called Tiferes. Corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, right? Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Chesed is Avram. Yitzchak is Gvura. Yaakov is Tiferes. Okay, number four. Number four is Netzach. Netzach is usually associated with Moshe Rabbeinu. Hod. It's Aaron HaKohen. Kind of smashing them up with our Sukkot guests. Number six is Yesod. Yesod is usually Yosef at Tzadik. Yesod has a deep connection to Kedushas Habris. Yosef and Eshes Potifar, Chulu. And the last one is Malchus, which is usually associated with David HaMelech. Nachon. Okay, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. Each one of these is a different, again, emotional attribute, kiviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of ourselves. Okay, so now I want to apologize for making you write that down, because it's the next line in the Kedushas Levi. But I'm happy you wrote it down, because I wanted you to write it, and when you write things, you remember it better. So I'll just give my annual plug for taking notes. It's very good to take notes. I remind you of the Maharshan, Maseches Bava Basra, that's hanging on our wall. But the Gemara says, Ashrei mi shebo lekan. Praiseworthy is the person who comes to the world of truth v'talmudo biyado, with his Torah in his hand. What does it mean, Torah in his hand? Says the Maharsha, Ikra ha-limud v'shenaseh bo-rosha hu ha-limud ha-ba miksiv asiyat. The main way to remember your learning is to make sure you're writing while you're learning. That's how it makes a roshan. Okay? So even though I tricked you into writing those down, even though it's the next line in the Kiddush Levi, I don't feel bad. Because the Marshan Baba Basra, and the Avyodom Rebbeis tells us, if you want to remember your learning, you have to write. That's how it leaves a mark. Okay, so now let's look inside. So the Kohen Gadol is separated from his house for 7 days. And what's he doing during these 7 days? Says the Kedushas Levi, Ki yesh sheva midos. There are 7 midos. Gedula, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. Which one did he change?
Gedula.
Right? He changed Chesed to Gedula. Yeah, does this sound like, can you think of somewhere where we call Chesed? Gedula, Gevura, Tiferes, does that sound like something? No? Doesn't sound like anything, Kato?
Yeah, we take out the Torah.
Yeah, we take out the Torah, and what do we say? B'cha Hashem, HaGedula, HaGevura, HaTiferes. You ever notice? Those are the 7 spheres. HaNetzach V'Hod, Yisod is referred to as Ki Kol Bashamayim U'Va'aretz, and then B'cha Hashem HaMamlacha, which is Malchus. Okay, so two of them are code words in those psukim, which are from Divrei Hayamim, which we say when we take out the Torah. Chesed is associated with Gedula, and also Yesod is not referred to as Yesod, it's referred to as Ki Kol Bashamayim Uva'aretz. What's the gematria, by the way, of Ki Kol? Ki Kol Bashamayim Uva'aretz. Ki Kol. 80. What's the gematria of Yesod? 80. Okay, so Ki Kol is Yesod, it's connected to Yesod. Why is Gedula a code word for Chesed? Why is Gadol Gedula a code word for Chesed?
I don't know.
Where in the body is Chesed? Right hand. Where's Gevura? Left hand. Where's Tiferes? The torso. Right? Netzach is the right leg. Hod is the left leg. The Bris Milah is Yesod. And the mouth is Malchus. Peh is Malchus. Okay? So now, why is Chesed called Gedula? So I'll tell you something that'll make a lot of sense to you. Anu b'kalach, Gedula simincha. Yemincha, your right hand. The right hand is Chesed. So Gedula is a code word for Chesed. Okay, now I know we're introducing a lot of concepts, things that we need to spend a lot more time clarifying. But at least we should have, some familiarity if we want to be Osek in these types of Svarim, to at least know some of the words. Again, we need to explain a lot more, which we don't have time for right now. Okay, so these are the seven Midos. So we separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. And what's he doing during these 7 days? Says the Berditchever, Hamida harishona hi gedula, v'yesh adam chas v'shalom poge b'mida zu. Now each of these midos has a positive side and a negative side. Chesed. Tell me something positive about chesed. You say the word chesed, what comes to mind right away? Can't ask. I have one of the most unbelievable chesed organizations in the world. Question, who's doing chesed with who? I'm not sure if the council is doing chesed with the campers or vice versa. Right? But it's a place of chesed. It's an oilam of chesed. It's a world of chesed over there. What's the negative side of chesed?
Giving in the wrong place.
Right. Giving in the wrong place. The Torah, beautiful. The Torah refers to arayos, to a sexually illicit relationship, as chesed. Torah says, don't sleep with your sister because it's chesed. That's chesed. But exactly what Natan said. It's expressing ahava in the wrong places. Right? It's giving chesed associated with ahava, with love. The midah of Avraham Avinu, outreach. But again, am I reaching out in a pure way, in a holy way? Or am I getting involved and falling in love, God forbid, with my neighbor's wife instead of my own wife? Okay? So that's gedula. That's chesed. So he says, yesh adam chas v'shalom pogim b'midah zu. A person can take the midah of chesed the Torah refers to, to arayos, to gila arayos is chesed. Dainu shalakach gedula la'atzvo. A person who takes that midah and instead of using it as a technique to serve Hashem, because it's one of the manifestations of Hashem in this world, a person uses that in a perverse way. Uve'emes ikar hamida hazos asher himora al ahava, like we just explained, the essence of the midah of chesed, which is deeply connected to love, to ahava. Tzarech lavod bo, sabore baruch hu, la'ahov oso. It has to be used for the service of loving Hashem, loving the Torah, loving my fellow Jews, right? But if I turn it into something that's self-gratifying, then I've perverted this midah. V'ikra gedula hu la'avod b'midah hazos es Hashem Baruch Hu. And the main use of this midah, again, is not even to love your own wife and your own children, but it's to love Hashem. That's the primary use of ahava in this world. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol asher tzarech la'avod ha'avodah. So now the Kohen Gadol is preparing himself lichnos lifnai v'lifnim, to go into the Kodesh Kadashim, b'shevil kol Yisrael, on behalf of the entire Jewish people, lechaper aleim, to bring kapara to them, tzarech letakin mikol dem kol hamidos. The Kohen Gadol needs 7 days to refine all 7 midos. So the first day the Kohen Gadol is being metakin his midah of chesed, of gedula. And the second day he's working on gevura, to make sure that his gevura is properly placed. And then his teferis, and then his netzach, and then his hod, and then his yesod, and then his malchus. I don't know why, for the sake of time I'm just going to jump ahead a little bit, but the Radishver goes through each one. He says, Imamish goes step by step, you can see. Right? V'chein midas ha-gevura, he goes through it. V'chein midas ha-teferis, v'chein midas ha-netzach. He spells out each one, again, even though, you know, we get the point. But he's saying, the Kohen Gadol is undergoing this process, this transformation. Are all of my emotional midos, my emotional attributes, are they all properly aligned with my Creator? That's why the Kohen Gadol is spending 7 days in this isolation chamber. Okay? Now, here's what the Berditchever says, something that's really mechudash. And it's mamash a big yesod in serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu with energy and with his chadshus. Okay, so let's jump to the paragraph that says Al pi ze yivuar. He goes through all the midos, and then he says Al pi ze yivuar. Where is that?
Seven lines up from the bottom left column on page 9 and Dalet.
With this, we can explain the Gemara. Where do they put him? The Gemara called it the Lishchas Parhedrin. Umaksha HaGemara, and the Gemara says, my Parhedrin. Why is it called Parhedrin? Vachulu, Ayin Shan. Okay, so we have to know what the Gemara says. Why was it called the Lishchas, the chamber of either Parhedrin or Palhedrin? Again, different Nuschaos.
Wasn't that the name of the guy who voted
it? No, good thought. Parhedrin means like the nobleman's chamber. And the Gemara says, just like government positions change from year to year, okay, in some places it's 2 years, it's 4 years, right, but just like there are certain positions where every year a new candidate is sought out and is, you know, put into that position. So during Bayis Sheni, there was tremendous corruption in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen Gadol, the position of Kohen Gadol, was being purchased by people who were unworthy. And what would happen year after year, when the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh Kadashim, he wouldn't make it. He wouldn't survive. Kol Tuv, exactly, see you around. Yeah, he wouldn't survive. So it was called the Lishchas Palhedrin, because Palhedrin implies that there was a constant changing of the guard. Right, just like a Palhedrin, just like a person who has a government position, which is constantly changing from 1 year to the next. Okay? But now look how the Berditchever explains it. It's amazing. He says, Umaksha Gemara, the Gemara says, my Palhedrin, and then Gemara gives that answer. But let's see. Uvo Yivuar HaPasuk. Let's explain the Pasuk in Yeshaya. V'kovei Hashem Yachlifu Koach Ya'alu Eivar K'nishar. V'kovei Hashem. Those who hope in Hashem, who put their hope in Hashem, Yachlifu Koach, will have what? What does Yachlifu Koach mean? Their strength will be what? Will be exchanged, means renewed. Ya'alu Eivar K'nishar. And they'll grow Eivar, wings, like Nisharim, like eagles. Ki ha'adam tzarech lalos ha'machshav to tamid. So says the Berditchever, let me tell you what this pasuk means. A Jew needs to constantly think. Shebechol rega v'rega ha'borei baruch hu berov chasadav uverov rachamav. No sein lanu chiyas chadash. Underline that line. A Jew needs to know that every second of every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his endless kindness and endless mercy, gives us chiyut chadash, new life, every second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recreating you every second. Don't take your life for granted for a second. Because there are people who are here 1 second and gone literally a second later. That's true in a physical sense, and in a spiritual sense it's also true. That every single second HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did he program our body that we need to breathe constantly? I don't need to eat constantly to sustain my body. Why do I need to breathe and breathe and breathe and breathe and breathe? Why is my heart beating and beating and beating and beating? What's it reminding me? I wanted to suggest a couple of years ago that when we say Hashamnu, right, we're not only smacking ourselves because of our averos, we're almost mimicking the beating of our heart. We're saying that even as I did all these averos, my heart was still beating. You were still pumping life into me because you believe in me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That as I'm doing the avera, you're still allowing me to exist. That's an amazing thing. So a whole reg of a reg, habore baruch hu mechadsho, every second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pumping new life into you and giving you another chance and another chance and another chance. This is what it says in the Gemara. It's actually a medrash. Kol haneshama v'chulu. What's the pasuk that we end Tehillim on? Parakuf nun. Kol haneshama haluka haluka. The medrash says, al kol nishima unishima tahaluka. For every breath, al kol nishima. For every breath you take, you should blurt out, you should scream out haluka. Thank you, Hashem, for another breath of life. Because with each breath a person takes, it's mamish recreation of man. The same way Vayipach Ba'apav, what the pasuk say? When Hashem created Adam Rishon, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. God blew into a man a spirit of life. So every second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is breathing life into you. Every breath you take, you're inhaling, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know that you're reliving the Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim, the breath of life being invested in you, and therefore Al Kol Nishima Unishima, Haluka. Kol haneshama, for every breath, haluka. Da'anu shebechol rega haneshama rota l'tzeisimen. The neshama is not feeling so comfortable in this world. And the neshama is not feeling so comfortable in a physical body. And with every breath you take, every time you blow out, you breathe out, the neshama wants to escape. One of the wondrous things about the body, as is pointed out surprisingly in Shulchan Aruch, by the halachos of Asher Yatzar, it says, when we say Asher Yatzar, what do we say? Nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. We highlight the fact, and it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. It's very interesting. The Ramah, I think, brings it. Right in the opening Siman of Shulchan Aruch. I think it's Siman Zayin. The laws of Asher Yatzar. The Ramah says, what's the mafli la'asos? Right? We say Asher Yatzar. Rofecho basar u'mafli la'asos. It's a wonder. What's so wondrous about the body? What's wondrous about the body is that if I have a balloon and I fill it with air and I punch a hole in it, the air is going to escape. And yet, Hashem put a neshama in the body, and the neshama would like to get the heck out of here, and the body has openings by which the neshama seemingly could escape, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the body and the neshama to stay together. Mafli lasos, that's a wondrous thing. It's like a balloon filled with holes, and the air is still fully inflated. How's that possible? So it's a wondrous thing. With every breath a person takes, the neshama wants to leave. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu berov rachmav b'chol rega v'rega mashkiach ala adam rachim alav. And yet every second HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to keep it going. V'ein omaniach la neshama letzeis v'mem. And Hashem doesn't allow the neshama to run away. Hashem says, no, you're going to learn to work together, neshama and guf. Because that's what ge'ula is. When the neshama and the body can work together, that's olam haba, that's Mashiach. At least according to Sefer Chassidus and the Kubalim. It's not your neshama living on forever. It's your neshama and body learning to partner together. An eternal existence in a physical world. Right? To be able to elevate physicality. Dira betachtonim. To build a mishkan in a physical world. V'nimsa lefizeh, kisha'odam male amachshav, so tamid habachina hazos. So when you think about this all the time, again, you have to be healthy about it. You can't, you know, if you walk around all day taking a breath and saying, haluka, 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 they're going to lock you up after, you know, a couple of minutes. Yeah? You spend the rest of your life in a straitjacket. Okay? So you have to be normal about it, but there has to be a latent awareness that every second a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving me life. Hu b'chol rega v'rega b'riya chadasha. When you think about this, you know what's so amazing about this? It allows me every second to be a new creation. I'm as fresh as I was when I was a baby who came to this world. Right? All my averos can all of a sudden disappear. I guess that's Rabbi Nachman's idea of starting over many times a day. So I got up this morning and I had a bad shachris. Right? And now I want to kind of like just give up on the day because, ugh, this day, like, you know, I was up too late. I should have gone to bed earlier and I had a bad davening and I was late this year. And then, so I could give up on the day and say, you know, we'll try again next week or tomorrow or after Yontiv or, right? Or you could say, time out. I'm being created right now. It's as if I just was born. I'm a Briya Chadasha. Mamash from one breath to the next. There was no guarantee that I was going to be created again. Hashem is bechadesh betuvo kol yom tovin maaseh bereishis. Hashem is making me alive right here, right now. So when a person thinks about this, says the Berditcher, he's mamish a bria chadasha. Every second he's a bria chadasha. He's so fresh. He's so new. He's so hopeful. And then, my friends, nothing you're ever going to do, if you think like this, if you live like this, you've never done it before. It's not like been there, done that. There's no such thing as been there, done that. With this approach, every second is mamish new. The first time this word of Torah that we're learning in this next second is the first word of Torah I've ever learned, with all the excitement of Kabbalah Satorah. Why? Because I'm mamish bria chadasha. So there's unbelievable haslavas for Avodas Hashem. I'm not davening another Shmoneh Esrei. I'm not putting on my tefillin again. I'm not making a bracha again. This is the first time I'm ever saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nieyeh Bidvaro and drinking a cold beverage. First time in my life. That's an amazing feeling. Right? It's not just a routine. It's with a sense of ischachus and haslavas. Ki ledavar hachadosh v'amechudosh yesh haslavas, because new things are exciting. Old things are done by rote. New things are done with great excitement and great energy and great happiness. Since you're being created every second anew, so when you feel fresh, right? When you feel fresh, you feel energized. So when a person has this perspective, which is not, it's not like something we're supposed to like pretend is happening. It's what's happening. It's mitzias. Our physical eyes are tricking us. Don't be fooled by your physical eyes, where your life seems to be just this continuum from one second to the next. Your spiritual eyes have to tell you that every second, my life is mamish new. B'chol rega v'rega. I'll call neshima u'neshima ha'aluka. For every breath I take, it's mamish a recreation of man. V'yipach v'apav nishmas chayim. Okay? So says the Berditcher. V'yesh adam she'enu male al-machshav so ha'bechina amitis hazos. But unfortunately, there are some people who get into sort of just the routine of life. Like I mentioned yesterday, going around and around the circle, day after day, year after year, taking a step forward but not really getting anywhere. V'yesh adam. No, did I skip?
When we have to cue that.
Yeah,
when we have to cue that.
Ki ledavar hachadosh v'amechudosh yesh eslavos. I read that line. When there's I'll do it again. Ki ledavar hachadosh v'amechudosh yesh eslavos. When there's something new, davar chadash, something new, there's energy. The kaven shunasa v'chol rega v'rega mechudash. And if you allow yourself to be new every second, yesh lo eslavos gedol avodas habori baruch. Okay? V'yesh adam. Yeah, everyone see where we are? V'yesh adam?
Where are we?
Page Shinayin Hay. How many lines down? 8 lines down? V'yesh adam. 13 lines down. Okay, v'yesh adam she'eino mala al machshavto abechina amitis hazos. And unfortunately, there are some people who don't accept this truth, who don't realize this truth, certainly don't live with this truth. Umala al machshavto chashvas shalom, and it enters their mind, God forbid, that eina kodesh baruch hu mechatcha b'chol rega v'rega. Even if I believe in God, God is not actively, kodesh baruch hu is not creating me every second anew. Umala al machshavto, it enters that person's mind. The kevan shabaro saw kodesh baruch hu b'tchila, Hashem made me one time. Shuv eina mechadesh saw b'chol rega v'rega. Yes, Hashem was responsible for bringing me to this world. But once I'm created, I'm created. Not like I'm constantly being recreated. Now I exist. And such a person, as life goes on, and the routine drags on, right, life becomes very stale, and very boring, and very cold, and a person just gets totally burnt out. Because there's no ischachus, and there's no islavus. And the Berditcher says, I'll tell you why. It's a simple psychological principle. Ki davar tmidi ein tanog klal. Something that happens constantly is not going to be pleasurable. You can pick your favorite food that you're so excited to eat, that you love eating it. But I'm telling you now, if you ate it for a week straight, 2 weeks straight, a month straight, it could be the fanciest, you know, most delicious gourmet meal, but you're going to be so sick of it, you'll say, please, can I just get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Because something that's tmidi, something that's constant, loses its pleasure. That's true for physical things. But spiritual things, the more a person immerses himself in it, the more thirsty he becomes, the more hungry he becomes for it. Right? And they say the question, they say, why is it before Pesach, right, a person's supposed to not eat matzah? Some people 30 days, some people from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, some people, not some people, by the letter of the law already on Erev Pesach, you can't eat matzah, right? Why shouldn't you eat matzah? So that way you'll be hungry. You'll be hungry for matzah. There'll be an excitement for the matzah. You'll be able to eat it l'tayavon on the night of the Seder. Yeah. It's interesting when it comes to Sukkos. There's actually a sefer called Leket Yosher, written by the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshim, which is talking in 1400s, and he says that the Trumas Hadeshim wouldn't take a nap on Erev Sukkos. So that way he could, right, because he wanted to be a little bit extra tired going into the Sukkos. So that way when he would sleep in the Sukkah on the first night, there'd be an extra pleasure. So he could sleep with Te'avon, just like you should eat the matzah with great excitement. You should also be able to take that first shalof in the Sukkah with great excitement. So the Svarim asked the question, so on Shavuos, there's Kabbalah Sotah. So maybe for 30 days before Shavuos, we should stop learning, so that what? When we come to Shavuos, we'll be extra excited to be Mekabel the Torah. And they say, no, of course not. Because by Torah, it doesn't work like that. Right? By Torah, the more you do it, the more you want to do. As opposed to a davar gashmi, right? A davar tmidi eino tanu klal. So that's why when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah, we say many times, right? There's Rashi several places in Chumash. We say it every day in Shema Hayom. Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom. That b'chol yom you yu beinecha kechadashim. It has to be new in your eyes every day, as if I'd never learned Torah before. That with all that excitement, all the pleasure that comes with new things. Yeah.
Yeah, he's saying that the community also does apply. Because he's saying it's about the guy who says Hashem on earth once, and then he has no excitement when it comes to Oros Hashem, because
because he has the wrong perspective, and he doesn't have the proper perspective.
He's saying you have to live spiritually, that it's constantly a rebirth, so that it's more exciting. So therefore, it applies to spirituality in a way also, right? Maybe not Torah.
I know what you're saying. Meaning there's also... Right. But spirituality has a way of maintaining that hischadshus, which allows it to maintain the tanug. You're right, I understand. If it's right, we're looking at it also as not a davar tmidi. Right? We're saying that what makes proper a proper hashkafa towards Yiddishkeit work is because it's always fresh. Right? Meaning right, it doesn't become... Okay, here.
That you guys keep taking it in,
right?
Otherwise it's going to get boring.
Right.
So that's... Right,
so let's just finish these lines. So the person again who's living his life as just one long chain of existence, who machmas zelif amim nofel mamadrigaso, he falls from his level. Sometimes that person's gonna have to have a yurida in order to get back into things. As opposed to the person again who has the proper perspective, he doesn't have to have the ups and downs in order to get back into things. And the person who doesn't understand the ability to start fresh every day will sometimes need to, crash and burn and miss a week of learning, and then comes back to the learning with a great freshness and excitement. But the person who understands, I don't need to crash and burn to have that hischadshus or that hislavus, the person who lives with the truth of the reality that I'm being recreated every second, is the type of person who's able to enjoy a life of Torah and mitzvos every second. Okay? So now we come back to the pasuk in Yeshaya. What did the pasuk say? It's a beautiful pasuk. V'kovei Hashem yachlifu koach yalu ever kanishar. Look how he breaks up the pasuk. V'zeh perish ha-pasuk. V'kovei Hashem. Those who put their hope in Hashem. Shakarish baruch hu nosein lehem b'chol esu b'chol rega koach chadash. A person who trusts that Hashem is recreating him every second. U'v'chol rega v'rega he machlifim koach me'akarish baruch hu. What does the pasuk say? Kovei Hashem, if you put your hope in Hashem, if you live with Hashem, and if you feel that Hashem is living with you every second, then what? Then yachlifu koach. Yeah, as already told us, yachlifu means what? To exchange. There's an exchange of energy. Meaning what? I'm constantly being recreated. That's the yachlifu koach. And then that pa'ula ha-pa'ula hu ya'alu ever. Then you can grow wings. He says kimilas ever mora al hislavus. Wings is a code word for what? For hislavus, for being energized, for being excited about mitzvos. Yeah, the Zohar says that a person who does mitzvos without passion, without ava and yira, right, then the mitzvos don't have wings to soar above. Yeah? The Baal Shem Tov once came to a shul and he said, this shul is so full of tefillah and Torah and mitzvos, right? But I don't want to daven here. So Rabbi, if it's so full of Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvahs, why don't you want to daven there? So he said, I was referring to the Zohar. Right? That a person who davens without passion and learns without passion and does mitzvot without passion, then the Torah and the mitzvot and the tefillos don't have wings to ascend. So he said this shul is so full of Torah and mitzvot and tefillos because none of the Torah and the mitzvot and the tefillos that are davened here are done with any passion, and therefore none of them are able to fly up. So it's so full of Torah and mitzvot and tefillah. Yeah? A person who's energized gives his mitzvot wings. So again, Kovei Hashem, if you live with the reality that Hashem is giving you life every second of every day, Yachlifu Kalachiv, constant exchange of energy, and Yalu Eiver, then you grow wings, your Jew is able to soar to great heights. V'chein Kasu B'Kisvei Ari, the Arizal says that Eiver means Islavus. Eilu Sheyesh Lem Islavus, Ki Ilu Shelefamim Heim Nofel Madrigasam, Az Achereza Balem Islavus. Chayin kasa v'kisvei arizal, elu sheyesh lahem islavus, elu shelefamim nofel madrigas. Ah, right. Meaning a person who lives with islavus is like the person who also has the false islavus that comes from the ups and downs. Right? Meaning again, there's people who are able to get that fresh start by, you know, crashing and burning and then restarting. But there's also people, again, who have this perspective and they're able to live with that islavus that comes from the ups and downs. Yeah, one of the reasons that the Tochacha ends in Parshas Kisavo, that because you didn't serve Hashem with Simcha, all these things happened to you. So everyone asks, what? Hashem makes a holocaust because we didn't do mitzvot with joy? So the way it's explained is that, no. It's not that because we didn't do mitzvot with joy, Hashem, you know, destroyed us. It's that if a person wants to get a fresh start, right? If a person serves Hashem with Islavus, so then great, he's always with Islavus. But if he's not with Islavus, let's say a person gets used to wearing tefillin, and they're bored by wearing tefillin, right? And they go their whole life just putting on tefillin as a bored Jew. So one of the ways to get him back into it, Rachmana Litzlan, is that this Jew is in a concentration camp, right? And someone has a pair of tefillin, and now this Jew is, you know, trading away his bread to get the tefillin. Why? All those years he had access to the tefillin meant nothing to him. Now all of a sudden he's so passionate about it. Okay, because now he's fighting for it. Now came chayenu v'archemenu. When you take it away from me, all of a sudden now I want it. When I have too much of it, then God forbid I get used to it. Right? So that's what they say. That's what the Shem Yishmuel writes in Parshas Lech Lecha. The pshat in that we didn't serve Hashem with simcha and all these bad things happened to us is that when all the bad things happen to us, it'll give us a way to get back into mitzvos. Again, it's not that because you weren't energized about mitzvos, God made a holocaust. But sometimes the only way to get a Jew back into it is to say, okay, I'm taking it away from you. And then all of a sudden, it's, no, please don't take it away, right? Give me one more chance. That the kid was acting out in class, and the teacher gave like 1,000 warnings. But when the teacher finally is ready to like punish the kid, now all of a sudden the kid's like, no, please. And you can see the sincerity. Well, all the other times I told you to stop, you didn't stop. Right, okay, but now I see this is real. I'm going to lose. You're going to take away my rights. I'm going to be punished. So that fear, right, when it becomes real, all of a sudden it energizes a person. So v'zeu kinesharim. So listen, again, here's how he reads the pasuk. Kovei Hashem, if you put your hope in Hashem, then what? Then yachlifu kalach, there'll be a constant exchange of energy. Ya'alu eiver, you'll be a person of his slavus. Kanesharim. How does he read the word kanesharim? He says, obviously the pasuk shah means like eagles, but he says kanesharim also means ki nashar hu lasho nofel. Anyone learn through Mishnah Sukkah yet? Nashar appears in Maseches Sukkah. It also appears in Maseches Shabbos. That Nashar means what? Lashon Ilan Hanosher Es Peirosav. Like a tree that what? That sheds its fruit. That releases its fruit. That the fruit fall from it. So again, I want you to get the pasuk down. How is he reading the pasuk? Kovei Hashem, if you put your hope in Hashem, Yachlifu Kalach, you'll be constantly energized. Yalu Eiver, you'll grow wings. Your mitzvot will have wings. Islavos, energy. Kanisharim. Like those who, how is he saying, Nashar is lashon of falling off. Like those who fall off. Meaning what? Like that Jew who, again, goes through a Yerida Litzarech Aliyah. Like the Jew who has to hit rock bottom in order to be, you know, to wake up again and realize, oh my gosh, I better get my life together. The person who lives with the constant recreation of every breath that he takes, that person also has the Islavos without the ups and downs. Right, zeu kanisharim haratzon elu yesh lam islavus tamid ve'ein tzrichen klal lipol madrigasam. a person who lives with God every second, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates him every second, you're going to have that same energy, that same excitement that the Baal Tshuva has when the Baal Tshuva comes back to Shabbos observance after years of Chilul Shabbos. Take that kid, I always say, take that kid on the NCSY Shabbaton, you know? The kid's first real Shabbos. And the kid's like, wow, this is awesome. You do this every week, and you're thinking like, yeah, like we do this every week, and it's not as good as you think it is. Right? So why is he so excited, and you're so burnt out? Because you're used to it. So one way to get excited is to spend, you know, 20 years without Shabbos, and then, wow, Shabbos. But the other way, says the Berditcher, is to have the perspective of Kove Hashem Yachlifu Kalach. If I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making me a Briah Chadasha every second, then my life stays exciting without all of the ups and downs of the Nisharim, those who fall off and then get back into things. Okay? So now he says, let's come back now to our question. Why is the room where the Kohen Gadol is isolated for these 7 days, correcting all of his emotional attributes, all of his midos, from Chesed all the way through Malchus? 7 days, seven traits. Why is the room called Lishchas Palhedrin? If you ever listen to this, it's Gevaldik. V'zehu perish b'gemara, shivas yamim v'chulu, Lishchas Palhedrin. For 7 days, we isolate the Kohen Gadol to this room, to this chamber called Palhedrin. U'mefarish b'gemara, lama nikra shema parhedrin. The Gemara says, why is it called Parhedrin? What did I tell you? Why is the room called Parhedrin? Because during the Second Temple period, during Bayis Sheni, there was corruption. The Kohen Gadol's position was being purchased, and year after year, what would happen? There was an exchange. A new Kohen Gadol, a new Kohen Gadol, a new Kohen Gadol. Like a parhedrin, like a government position that changes from year to year. So says the Berditchever, Al Shem Shemachlifin, right? The Gemara says it's called parhedrin because it's constantly changing from 1 year to the next. So the Berditchever asked a question which I should have asked a million years ago. Not that I was alive a million years ago, not that I learned Masechus Yoma a million years ago. But the first time I learned Mishnayos Yoma, I should have asked this question. Why is it called Palhedrin? Because there's corruption in the Beis HaMikdash, and every year the Kohen Gadol position was changing. So let me ask you a question. Why would we name the room after that? To be Zion. It's a total disgrace. Why would we publish it? Why would we call the room the Lishchas Palhedrin? He says it's a total embarrassment. V'yesh mekan diktuk ki lefi zeh hatam ein davar tov. It's a terrible thing. Palhedrin is a disastrous expression of the corruption of Bayis Sheni. Why would we want to record in the Mishnayos? Why was the room named Lishchas Palhedrin? V'lam mechana halishka hazos. Why would they call it by this nickname? Sheyoshe bo kohen gadol zeh Hashem. It's embarrassing. This is how the Masechta opens up. 7 days before Yom Kippur, we put in the Lishchas Palhedrin. That's very depressing. You're basically saying the Kohen is no good. He's not worthy of the position. He bought it with the power and the money, right, that doesn't really belong to him. That's a bizayon. So what's the positive side of calling it Lishchas Palhedrin? Because the Berditchever only knows how to see things in a good way. What's the positive side of calling it the Room of Exchanges? It's exactly this yesod that we've been developing. Kove Hashem Yachlifu Koach. That the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be the freshest Jew in the world. And he mamish is. Do you know what carbon the Kohen Gadol brings every day? The Kohen Gadol has to bring an offering every day called the Minchas Chavitin. 6 loaves of bread in the morning, 6 loaves of bread in the afternoon. You know who else brings a very similar carbon? A Kohen on his first day of Avodah. When a Kohen is being inaugurated, he brings a special carbon to initiate or to commemorate, not commemorate, to bring him into the service of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah? The Kohen Gadol, the a regular Kohen, when he's brought into Avodas Beis HaMikdash, his investiture, thank you, I knew I was looking for the word. When the Kohen has his investiture, yes? When his Kohen has the investiture, by the way, if you didn't see Amitai's father's tweet at the Urim V'Tumim, it's an excellent tweet about the investiture. You have to see. There's a picture of the new president, and there's a camera glow on him, and it looks like his chest is like lighting up. So it looks like, you know, the Urim V'Tumim shining. It's beautiful. It's a good. What'd you say? Yes, I saw the one tweet. It's excellent. Okay, you should all follow Dr. Steve Glicks. Shlita. Yeah? So at the investiture, so when the Kohen becomes a Kohen, Yeah, he brings a special mincha offering, declaring, so to speak, this is my first day on the job, with all the excitement of the first day of the job. So chevre, think about it. The Sfas and the Maharal develop this idea. The Kohen Gadol brings that offering every day. What's that saying? The Kohen Gadol brings the same carbon that a regular Kohen brings on his day of his inauguration, his investiture. The Kohen Gadol brings it every day. So what's it saying about the Kohen Gadol? It's saying that every day is his first day. Every day is his first day. The Kohen Gadol has to be the freshest Jew in the world. The Kohen Gadol is mamish fresh. Mamish fresh. Ah. I think I just got a remiss. Okay, good. So let's finish the paragraph. So he says again, V'nira ki lefi haniskra le'el. So again, why are we calling the room the Lishchas Palhedrin? It's a bizayon. V'nira ki lefi haniskra le'el, she'kohen gadol tzarech letakin kol ha'sheva midos. Where the Kohen Gadol is working, that his chesed should be a real chesed, and his gvur should be a real gvur, and his tiferes should be a real tiferes. V'heich metakin amidos haniskra le'el. How can he fix all these things? How does he get everything back to where it's supposed to be? The answer is when the Kohen Gadol stops and realizes that for all the things that went wrong in the world, for all the misuse of chesed, and all the misuse of gvura, and all the misuse of teferes, but the Kohen Gadol says, hold on, I'm the ultimate embodiment of that which is fresh, that which is new. I'm a Kohen Gadol. I'm as fresh as can be. And I realize that every second, chesed, in all of the olamos, not just in this world, says the Berditcher, in all of the olamos and in the olam atachton, even in this lowly world, chesed is being given over to the world, fresh, every day, every second of every day. Gevura, tiferes. So when the Kohen Gadol is sitting in that lishka, that room of exchanges, he's thinking, ah, I have to be the type of person who every second my neshama is being exchanged. My chiyus, my whole life force is being exchanged from one second to the next. Then all of a sudden chesed becomes wow. And gvura becomes so powerful. And teferes becomes so beautiful. Right? All of the midos become energized. The godal hisparus yispar amo imo abori baruch b'chol eis v'shar midos of netzach tahot yisod. Every single midah becomes energized in this way. Okay, v'zeh perish haGemara. Now we understand the Gemara. Shivas yamim for 7 days, namely during these 7 midos elu shiva midos shemafrishin kohen gadol mibeso. We separate the kohen gadol from his house. What does he mean his house? Haratzon b'zeh. HaKohen Gadol mafrish atzom v'beiso zegufo min amidos agashmios. He says chesed could be arayos, gvura could be beating someone up, teferes could be an abuse of splendor. I could take all the midos and I can misuse them. So the Kohen Gadol says for 7 days before Yom Kippur, I'm going to make sure that chesed is right and gvura is right and teferes is right. I'm going to leave my house, I'm going to leave my body behind, I'm going to leave whatever physical trappings are holding me back. I'm going to disconnect from the Ava Gashmias and the Gvura Gashmias and the Teferes Gashmias. And every day he's working on another Midah. And that's why on Yom Kippur also, as the Kohen Gadol is sprinkling blood, and he counts, as we all know from the davening of Yom Kippur, What's going on there? One, one and one, one and two, one and three. What's he doing every time he's sprinkling the blood and he's counting? Achas b'chol pam. Why does he always come back to achas? L'fishar b'yom ha'kippurim hu ma'ala kol amidos. Because in Yom Kippur, he's taking the one and the two and the three and the four and the five and the six and the seven. He's taking chesed, gvura, teferes, netzach, hod, yesod, malchus. And he's connecting all of them back to the achas. Who's the achas? Achas hu abori baruch. Achas ve'achas means Hashem and Chesed. Achas and Shtayim is Hashem and Gvura. Achas and Shalosh is Hashem and Teferis. And he goes step by step by step to mitakin all of the midos. That everything should be mamish fresh. That's Lishchas Palhedrin, the room of exchanges. So again, that's why it's called such a room. It's not a bizarre. Yes, on a superficial level, it means it's a Lishchas Palhedrin because from one year to the next there was an exchange. The Kohen Gadol couldn't keep the job. But that's because he was a corrupt Kohen Gadol. The real Kohen Gadol is also constantly exchanging. Exchanging what for what? Exchanging one second of life for another second of life. And again, that's mamish a secret to tshuva. But a Jew realized that any second I want, I can start fresh. I can recreate my life anew in any moment. That's the biggest technique. That everything I did in the past, that's not who I am. Right? I have nothing to do with that. That's just not who I am. My life is no longer that person. From one second to the next, I'm a different person. It's mashpia here. Okay, so Chav, I think we're going to have to save Sukkos, because we're out of time. The mashpia is going to be here any second. He's there, something else. Okay, but Amir Hashem, we should be zocha to live like the Kohen Gadol. Again, a regular Kohen brings once in his life that inaugural offering. But the Kohen Gadol, every day, Minchas Chvitin, the same carbon, it's mamish Hischachos every single day. And the Berdishever says, a person who thinks like this, a person who lives like this, Kovei Hashem, a person who lives with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this way, Yachlifu Kalach, he has new energy to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu from one second to the next. Okay, Amir Hashem, we should be zocha to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this way.